Well, welcome everybody to another edition of Last Christian. My name is J.D. Williams here in beautiful East Texas, and joining me as always from New York City is my co-host, my good friend, my brother in Christ, most importantly, Mr. David Paxton. How's the Northeast, David? It's warming up here.
Yeah, it's actually been warmer here than down there. It's pretty exciting. But I don't want a lot of banter today. We got an exciting show ahead of you and some new things that are moving along and a good friend who's doing that. So let's get on with it.
Do we ever, and I'm going to let you do that right now. Mr. Paxton, go ahead.
Okay, so I don't know if you've ever heard of this website called Facebook or anything, but there's a lot of problems with it. So a lot of people have been asking for a Christian-based Facebook-like theme, and lo and behold, the Lord has provided. I have a good friend of mine with me today. His name is Tom Donovan, and he actually started lordsbook.com. That's lordsbook.com. Amen. And he's here to tell us all about it. It's brand new, and it's going to be taking over social media in the Christian world. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, David.
Well, we are happy to have you, Mr. Donovan, and I am one of your new members. I joined it this week. It's exciting. I'm tired of Facebook jail. I'm tired of having to pick my words extra careful as to not offend someone who needs to be offended. I'm happy to see Lord's Book show up, and I do encourage everybody to join it. And we're going to find out why, and I'm going to allow Mr. Paxton to do most of the interview today. Welcome. Welcome. And Tom, tell us a little bit, first of all, about yourself and how you came about putting together Lord's Book in the first place.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much. First, I'd like to praise the Lord and just thank God for what he's doing, what he's done, and what he's going to continue to do. Amen. And guys, thank you for having me on, JD and David. I appreciate it. Thank you. So Lord's Book is quite an interesting story in itself. But before I get into that, I'll tell you a little bit about my history. Okay. So for the past 20 years, I've owned a digital marketing agency. My intent was always to serve the Lord for kingdom building from the onset of building websites, doing search engine marketing, and then 10 years later, social media marketing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. As my business progressed, things have morphed into Facebook. First, it was MySpace, then Facebook took over, and then Facebook kept morphing. But as Facebook kept morphing, and as the evil in this world continues to rise, we're being censored in what we can say. We're being put in Facebook jail, like you said. Our posts are being deleted. Our friends disappear. I mean, it's horrible, right? Censorship at its worst. It's like we're in a communist country. So I decided about 2.5 years ago to build a social media platform. And I had the domain name Faith Time. And it was F-A-I-T-H-T-Y-M-E, kind of old school time. And I figured this would be pretty cool. Let me launch it. So as that's going on, I get ordained as a pastor. I wound up doing mission work in Africa. I get married. I have a child. So it kind of goes on the back burner. But all the development continues. And then I get a lead one day. Somebody fills out a form on my website, Him First Media. And when they contact me, they go, we want to build a Christian social media platform. And I said, praise the Lord, I have one built already, and it's not going to cost you $1 million because I already have it. And he goes, listen, about 3 years ago, before domain names went crazy, I bought the domain name lordsbook.com.
Ooh.
And I'm thinking in my mind, what could be better than that? David and I, we've had these brainstorming sessions trying to get Facebook and, you know, all different kinds of things that would tie into our faith and our belief system. So he said he had Lord's Book. So him and I partnered up. But the interesting twist here, and I knew this was the Lord, is when he said, Tom, whatever we do, we have to do a reverse tithe. Whatever money gets brought in from this website, we're only going to keep 10% and we're going to give back to the Lord in ministry 90, building churches. And he didn't know that I was a pastor and he didn't know I was doing international mission work. And I didn't tell him. So I just continued on with getting to know him over the next couple months. And then he started following me on my Facebook page. And he's watching me preach at schools and hundreds of kids coming to the Lord and baptizing 100 kids on the weekend. And he's just watching what I'm doing. And he goes, look at the Lord. Not only did he give me a partner that could really do the work, but he's given me a partner that can spend the money on ministry. And I said, praise the Lord. Because for the last 20 years, I've been spending the company's money on doing ministry. So when God said, go therefore until all the ends of the earth, I took it literally and I went, and the resources that he provides to my company is what would provide for me for ministry. And now he's given me a whole new platform, not only to provide for my ministry, but more importantly, to not forsake the gathering of the saints, to give them a place, shape, place, space to share, a place where Christians can post scripture, can talk about what the Lord's promises are, can speak into each other's lives, can talk about the end times, can talk about, you know, political differences, can talk and have discussions and not be blocked or cursed out or just sent to Facebook prison. You know, and then threaten, if you do it again, we're going to lock. It's kind of like when they told, you know, Peter and John, if you do it again and you speak the name of Jesus, we're going to get rid of you. And they said, whether or not, decide, you know, God's going to decide, not us.
Well, you know, it's wonderful to have a platform that isn't, you know, built full of ways to take down real quality Christian content. And I think Facebook
or the fact check, right?
Yeah, you're right. No, fact checkers. I don't know who those fact checkers are, but they don't know a fact from fantasy, in my opinion. But I do want to ask you real quick. I know a lot of big companies, and I'm talking about Facebook, I'm talking about YouTube, I'm talking about all these different social media sites and all that. They receive a tremendous amount of pressure to do what they do. Do you receive that same pressure, or do you just tell those people to go take a hike?
Well, I don't receive that pressure yet. I'm assuming it's going to be coming, but I don't foresee me even entertaining it. The name of it, like my company, Him First Media Group, when people go, you know, you're going to really pay the price for kind of separating yourself for being a Christian. No, now I have worldwide Christian clients. Amen. I have people that go, God has put this on my heart, and I found your company at the top of Google, and I need your help. And they go, praise the Lord, I have the best job in the world. Amen. God's gave me a call, and he said, now go fulfill your call, and I'm going to provide for you to help you fulfill the call in other people's lives.
And when
and I thought I was going to have pressure there, and I have no issues.
When did Lord's Book officially kick off?
Christmas 2023.
Okay, so you have been around just a little over, well,
under 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. You mean you are brand new, and you know, and it's wonderful. Number one, I commend you for what you're doing, because it's something that has been needed forever. David posted something yesterday, and I just, you know, I replied to it, you know, this is something that's been needed forever. I believe it's something like that I put on there. And, you know, I commend you, Tom, for doing this, and it's a great outlet, and you can better believe I'll be trying to get people to join you. I don't know if David told you or not, but, you know, while some funny stuff is going on with YouTube, so I really don't have any idea how many people actually view the videos, I got a feeling that, you know, we're going to other platforms now, starting to put our videos there, and I think everything's going to kick up. But on radio stations, we broadcast it. All 50 states, more than 160 countries around the globe. So hopefully we're going to get a lot of people that will sign up from all over the place out there for you. I can't promise you anything, of course, but I can sure hope and pray that that it will happen.
Well, we reach over, I think it's over 2 million listeners now, right? Just on radio.
Yeah, over 2 million people just
on. Praise the Lord. I think this is the work of the Lord. One man plants, another man waters, but it's God who gives the increase.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. I've asked the last couple of questions, David. It's your turn. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's my turn. I got with you two guys, I got to butt in.
Yeah.
So I want to emphasize that, you know, lordsbook.com is actually doing the Great Commission in this particular way. Let's go to Hebrews and chapter 10, and we'll read 23 through 25. So check this out. Okay. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promises faithful, and let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as it is a habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Now, I don't think they knew anything about this internet thing back then, but this is a tool where we can actually gather worldwide, okay, and do the same thing, stimulate one another to love and good deeds. That's what I see is huge with lordsbook.com and how to use the internet for good instead of just whining about it.
Amen. And amen. You know, this, you are the first person, Tom, I've got to put this in. You are the first person that I can honestly say is going to really benefit from the fact that this station does broadcast to 160 countries, because a lot of the people that we have on, you know, they're isolated here to the United States. Their ministries are here in the United States. Some of them are basically just for the United Kingdom or for Japan or for Africa, you know, because I do have hosts for what I do on four different continents. And a lot of people, they don't care about that. The only thing they care about is the 50 states. But in your case, yeah, your site, your ministry is going to reach 160 countries around the world, and that includes Israel, Iran, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Russia, China.
Both the Koreas?
Yeah, both the Koreas and Canada, and, well, on and on and on and on. You were the first one, and I, you know, I'm thrilled about that. It's a real opportunity to get it out.
I am thrilled also. I just want to just mention this, that I know there's a problem with YouTube, just like there's a problem with Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
So the issue is the censorship. The issue is the real people behind it, just like in our country.
Amen.
I mean, this is very clear. So one of the benefits is that I have a child, and my child's from Africa. Mm-hmm. So my child and I share the same name. So he's a junior. And he is a citizen of the United States, and he lives in Africa with his mother. And he really is the founder with me of Lord's Book.
Amen.
So the United States has no rule or reign over our platform here. So we can say this is Christians and only Christians. And if you remember what just happened with Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, as you know, as Trump would call him, and Museveni, which is the president of Uganda, he told Joe Biden on a platform similar to this, if you send those people here that you're bringing up in your country to hurt my kids, he's talking about transgender, homosexuals. He's talking about the abominations that the Bible talks about, right? If you send them here, I will execute them.
Ooh.
You are not going to hurt my kids. So when I come home to America, I feel like Jesus is returning tomorrow. When I go to Uganda, I feel like I'm just in an economically poor country that is starving for the word of God.
Right.
And I realize that God is not, you know, he's long suffering. He's desires no one should, you know, go unsaved. Right. So I see that there's a plan here, but I see the fall of America happening. So
amen.
This platform is great for us.
Well, I've got to jump in here, Tom, because of YouTube. And just let you know, and for those of you that are watching this in visual form, and by the way, if you need to watch it in visual form, just go to www.lastchristian.net. That's www.lastchristian.net, and you can always find our latest videos on that website there. But, Tom, is your do you have, like, the robot stuff that goes through there and finds people and automatically kicks them off, you know, downs their stuff or what?
No, what we did is we put what we did. No. So we have a manual system that you sign up, that You say how you feel about Jesus. You confess if he's Lord. You mm-hmm. know that the people coming on, because we know from 1 John that you can't call Jesus Lord without the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Right? So you have to do that signing up. And when you do, you're a Christian. Mm-hmm. Right? So if you're going to confess Jesus as Lord just to get on to bother people, there's not much I could do. You can slip through once in a while. But when you're on there, all it does is block foul language and doesn't block any verbiage of talking about Islam versus Christianity. Mm-hmm. We're not sending out robots to scan anybody or track anybody. No, it's all manually done. And we're going to do this by the Spirit of God, not mm-hmm. by AI and technology that's going to kick you off because it don't like the way you stated something in all caps.
Yeah. Well, again, what I was getting to here is, you know, I've got to be careful about what is broadcast on YouTube. And so the way I do that, just to where you'll know, I'm a member of the U.S. Press Association. Okay. And because of that, I am allowed a little bit more flexibility than a lot of people are, because they know I'm a member of the press that is supposed to be protected by the United States Constitution. So the only thing that I'm required to do is say the views and opinions expressed are not those, not necessarily those of the radio station that we operate from here in Texas, or the Ustream It broadcast network. So I just have to make that clear, Tom. It's not a, you know, it's not an insult towards you. It's nothing else than a.
They make you say it to put on YouTube.
They make me say it. Otherwise, they take my videos down because of their low-level stuff. Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
He was simply quoting the president of Uganda, so you can't. You can't censor that.
Oh, that's
that
okay.
Either.
I've quoted stuff direct from Time Magazine, USA mm-hmm. Today, and everything else. And they say, well, that doesn't meet our community standards because it's true, and we don't want people to hear it.
But I'm quoting something that he's proven to stand for, right?
So nice.
If you are a baby killer in Uganda, he will execute the doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's why we have so many families with 13 kids mm-hmm. and they can't afford rice and beans for dinner, but they're not killing their kids.
Gotcha. Okay.
They know they get somebody, their birth control is to abstain, or they get pregnant and have their kid.
Yeah.
There's not baby. There's not genocide on our youth coming up.
Okay. All right, David, continue, amen. Please.
Yeah, this is fun. So we're right at 10 minutes left here, and I want to get into what is the vision going forward over the next, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years with Lord's Book, and how can we get there, and how can other people help us get there and help, the Lord get there and themselves?
Okay, so the vision is to have a full-blown social media platform that's enjoyable, easy to sign up, and that's one that's pleasurable and that, you can read positive content that's encouraging, that's uplifting, that's not negative. There's no curses. There's no naked women. None of that garbage going on, where your kids could get on there at 13 and you don't have to worry. You give them parental consent, and you don't have to worry that they're getting, harassed and have this negative visions put in their eyes. We create a covenant with our eyes, and we create a covenant with our mind that we're going to be mind-focused. We're going to put on a mind of Christ. And that's what Lord's Book is designed to do, to create that safe platform where people could share with other like-minded believers and share in the promises of God. Amen. Now, the vision... February 1st, we are starting the development of the mobile app. So it will run smoother. Your notifications will be better. You'll be able to upload short videos. That is, 30 mm-hmm. seconds. We'll be able to save it from some time. And as the platform grows, an income would come in either through support, people praying, or financial help, mm-hmm. right? In any manner. So you could share this with your friends, your family, your church group, your youth group, and people joining is going to help us. Mm-hmm. And then that is going to help people that who want to support financially to come up and support. And we also pray for prayers.
Amen.
We pray that we get people, a nation, multiple nations praying that this platform would succeed and go forth into a household name. And the reason we need that is so we can expand our servers, so we can house the video that's coming in, so we can house the mobile app, so we can create so much as a YouTube channel off of everybody's business or ministry page. So if you're a Christian and you own a Christian business, it's a Christian-owned business, you can create a page on Lord's Book, and then you have your business kind of being publicized.
So I could put my business videos, for instance, on Lord's Book?
As soon as the app gets developed.
Okay.
And there'll be shorter videos, but we're looking forward to the vision David was asking.
Okay.
We're looking forward to be able to run full half hour videos, full movies, like YouTube, off of that page. So that would be like your channel, your Facebook page, your YouTube channel, and it would be everything in the one platform, Lord's Book.
Okay. Yeah, so that would be great for me, because right now, as far as video content goes, I'm pretty much limited to where I can upload that. You know, I can either upload it to YouTube, and like I said, there's some funny stuff going on with that, or I can upload it to Facebook if Zuckerberg doesn't take down that. I can do Rumble. Haven't done it yet. For those of you waiting for it to be on Rumble, I'm working on it. Okay. It's just time for me is tough. But I would love to do it on Lord's Book.
I just had an idea. I can create a subscription for a hosting plan from each page that would allow people to cover their own bill for the hosting if they so needed a channel back there, and figure out how to do that quickly in the intro. You know, because some people are having so many problems maintaining their video and them getting taken down and everything, that providing that platform, even though it's not free to everyone, would still be a big benefit.
Yeah. Well, as long as you didn't overprice it for me, I would be interested in it.
Well, you can still put a page on there now. You can put your business page, put everything.
Yeah, I will definitely put a page on there. Yeah, I will definitely create
your ministry
a page.
Your ministry here, joining Lord's Book, is helping my ministry. And if I was overcharging you, which I'm not, it's a not-for-profit, and it is not about how much money I can make. We're giving the money away to other ministries worldwide.
Right. That's a great point.
Going to other countries, bringing Bibles and food, giving the gospel. People are accepting Christ. Then I'm taking them to the pool and baptizing them, and then teaching them and keeping them connected. And part of Lord's Book will be that connection to Bible studies and prayer groups to grow Christians.
Well, you know, it sounds like an awesome thing. And I was about half kidding as far as what I said about money. I know that you're not going to, I know you're not going to try to stick it to me. I know you're not going to do that.
No, obviously I want to negotiate the best price for hosting, but I've already been talking to my developers about how do we create a couple servers that could house the video so I can start 30-second videos for reels and shorts.
Yeah.
And just like
That's a great idea. So, anybody who's interested and you want to start the video hosting now, Tom, how do they get hold of you? And then send a note and say, hey, I'm willing to pay for mine to help you get started with this video platform.
Well, you can go to lordsbook.com, and if you register, in the footer of the website is a contact us button. Okay. And you could go there through that, or they can email me at tom@lordsbook.com.
Now, that right there, what you just said, is incredible. And I'm going to tell you why. You just gave people an opportunity to get in touch with who actually runs the place. Try doing that with Facebook. Just try it. I dare you to try it.
And so I didn't even mention, right, I'm a Calvary Chapel pastor. I was ordained about a year ago. And I came up with the idea from MySpace, where you would get a friend when you signed up, and your friend would be Tom. So I always laughed that, you know, you got your best friend. So when I joined Facebook, that was MySpace 20 years ago, I was joining and I said, oh, look at this. My only two friends are myself and the other guy, Tom. right? So now you get Pastor Tom. And when you sign up, I'm your friend immediately, and I'm always available for comments, concerns. How do I increase? How do I use my account? Mm-hmm. How do I change the background? How do I get rid of settings so people can't see my date of birth? I'm available for all of that stuff.
Amen. That right there is incredible. All right. Now, David, as you know, we're running pretty low on time here in the first
2.5 part. Minutes.
Yeah. And what I wanted to do, Tom, I don't know that I don't know if you've ever listened to the show before, but the thing is that this entire concept of Last Christian was developed because we are looking for the last individual to accept Jesus Christ before the rapture of the church. Okay, that's the goal of this program, is to lead someone to Christ. So what I do is I let people know that just like there's a last play in every football game, you know, when the quarterback drops back, throws a pass, it's win or lose right now. There is no flags down. Okay, so whatever happens when that pass is caught, dropped, or whatever, the game is over. Okay, well, just like that, there will be that last individual that is going to pray that prayer of salvation to the Lord before the rapture. There has to be that last person, okay? Has to be one last person before God or Jesus calls his church off the earth. Now, you can be saved after the rapture. I'm not saying you can't be. But if you are the first person saved after the rapture, that means you got to go through at least part of the tribulation period. So if you're on the highway, you're driving down the road, and you're not a Christian, and all of a sudden the rapture happens, but the guy coming at the other direction is, and he goes and he meets the Lord in the air, you're about to run into a car that is unmanned. And when that happens, you go to hell because you chose not to accept Jesus Christ. And you can avoid that by simply praying a quick prayer of salvation in your own words. Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus Christ died on the cross for me, that he spent 3 days in the tomb, that he rose on the third day just like he said he would, that he was seen by more than 500 people at the same time. He has ascended to heaven. He is with the Father waiting on the go order. You promise that you will follow Jesus Christ to the best of your ability for the rest of your life, and you say that in the name of Jesus Christ. And if you are that last individual we're looking for, then the next face you see is Jesus Christ, and you'll be surrounded by David, by Tom, by me, and every other Christian living and dead. And that moment called the rapture could happen at any time. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ, we ask that you please do so. And Tom, we're going to continue now with the second half of this program, and we're going to do it right after a very short break. Be right back.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Caroline Malone. Intense fighting has seen the deadliest day for the Israel Defense Forces in Gaza since the conflict began, with 24 Israeli soldiers killed. At least 195 Palestinians have also been killed in Gaza in the last 24 hours, according to the Hamas-run health ministry, as Israeli forces push south. Sarah Coates reports from Tel Aviv.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is vowing, "We will not stop fighting until absolute victory," adding that lessons must be learned after the single deadliest day for Israeli troops since this ground operation was launched inside the Gaza Strip in October. 24 soldiers killed in the space of a day, 21 of those in a single incident alone. According to IDF spokesperson Daniel Hagari, troops were destroying Hamas sites as part of the army's efforts to create a buffer zone to allow residents of border communities to return home. He says that an RPG was then fired at a tank, which triggered another explosion, bringing two buildings down on soldiers. In Tel Aviv, I'm Sarah Coates.
Hungary's prime minister has extended an olive branch to his Swedish counterpart, urging a meeting in Budapest to discuss Sweden's bid for NATO membership. The application is currently being blocked by both Hungary and Turkey. Pablo Guterres reports.
Sweden's path to joining NATO appears to be clearing. It's been 20 months since the Nordic nation broke from its historically neutral position and applied to join the partnership in response to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán has long been critical of Stockholm's vocal disapproval on rule of law matters in his country. In September, Orbán emphasized that ratifying Sweden's NATO bid wasn't an urgent priority and called for mutual respect as EU members. But he has now invited the Swedish Prime Minister to Budapest López for talk, as he has voiced support for expanding NATO. It comes as Turkey's parliament is also debating Sweden's NATO request and also looks set to grant approval. Pablo Gutierrez, Budapest.
Well, in the US, the Republican contest for the presidential nomination is down to just two candidates. Voters in the state of New Hampshire are heading to the polls to choose who they want to be their party's nominee for president. Our US correspondent, Kate Fisher, reports from New Hampshire.
The stakes couldn't be higher for Nikki Haley, now Donald Trump's only remaining rival for the Republican presidential nomination. But she remains significantly behind the former president in the polls. She has to pull off a shock win or finish a very strong second to see her campaign continue. Nikki Haley says she is the only option for voters who do not want to see more of the same. But time is running out if she's to close the gap between her and the clear frontrunner, former President Donald Trump.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the second half of Last Christian. We are having a great old time, and this is the shows just keep getting more and more exciting here. As you know, we have Tom Donovan from lordsbook.com, lordsbook.com, which is the Christian alternative to all the fake book scenarios of social media that's out there now. So we were just having a great discussion during the commercial break. And Tom, there's so many exciting things coming. And I know you had some Bible verses because that's just you. Bring forth those Bible verses and tell us how that has kind of moved you along with building lordsbook.com.
Well, you know, you stole my Bible verses in the beginning of the last show, David. So I had shared.
You can have them back.
Before we got started, I had shared Hebrews 10, 23 through 25. And then you came out.
Oh, read it again. Idea.
Yes. So let us hold fast to our confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. You know, Lord's Book is a place where we can all meet, where we can all encourage, we can uplift, we can share and chat about the promises of God. He is faithful. He who promised is faithful. If you do that on Facebook, if you do that on Instagram, if you do that on any of these other platforms, they're going to put you in jail and potentially put you in prison for life, right? So we have a platform where you can do that. We don't want to forsake it. We want to encourage it. We want Christians to assemble. Do not forsake the gathering, the assembling of the saints. And then we want to educate people with different platforms like Last Christian, his page where he's giving people Christian news. We want to make sure that persecution.org, International Christian Concern, is letting us know what's going on there, one of our clients from my media company. We want to make sure that just different ministries, Matthew 25:40, my ministry that supports kids in Uganda, we want to make sure that people that are on Lord's Book is finding out about these things. And then Bible verses are going, Bible teaching, prayer groups. We want to make sure we are not forsaking the gathering of the saints and that we are exhorting, encouraging, correcting, and bringing true, sound doctrine to people.
Amen. One thing that you said there that jumped out at me immediately was the censorship that's going on. And I can point to something right now that people can check out right today if they want to. There is a professional quarterback plays for the Houston Texans. Mm-hmm. And he gave an interview after winning a playoff game. And in that interview, he was not shy about talking about Jesus Christ. Well, amen. Guess what the network did?
Mm-hmm.
They censored out every comment made about Jesus Christ, every word of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's important to have a platform like yours, Tom, that allows the Christian message to get out there. And I would suggest to you, C.J. Stroud is who I'm talking about, okay? I would suggest to you, if he's got a Facebook page, look him up. Send him a message. Tell him about Lord's Book. This man loves Jesus Christ, and he's not afraid to testify. Get him on your platform, because he's going to bring a bunch of folks. Trust me. So, that's all
I won't tell you what station it was, but their initials are CBS.
Yeah.
And my prayer is that it would reach everyone.
Right.
And that people would be able to gather, and that people would be able to have a safe place to share their beliefs, mm-hmm. and to encourage each other to say, I don't feel like I'm worth it today. And then to know that we are to forget those things behind and press forward in the upward call of Christ Jesus, that we are to press on. You tell a Christian, press on. Don't worry about that stuff. They put you in jail on Facebook.
Yeah.
You're no good. Get out of here. You got malicious content. That's right. What they did to my company. I talked mm-hmm. about Jesus. They still blocked my domain name for the last 20 years. I can't use himfirstmedia.com and Facebook.
Wow. Yeah. It is not good as far as the world is concerned. It's awesome for us as Christians because we know time is short, and I'm not afraid of it. I'm not afraid of the rapture. I'm not afraid of dying. I'm excited about to go home. Okay, I want to go home. I'm not saying I want to go home today. Okay, I'm a human being, right? We all want to live a little bit. But at the same time, I don't fear death. I don't fear rapture. I don't fear the end of my earthly existence because what I am in right now, I'm not going to have in heaven. I'm going to have me a brand new body that actually works well. And I'm not going to have to take another medicine for the rest of my life. I'm never going to have to be hungry. I'm never going to have to be sad. I'm never going to have to cry. I'm never going to have to mourn. Nothing. I am going to be 100% happy forever and ever and ever and ever. You can't beat that.
JD, Amen. It sounds like Amen. You read the Bible. And that's why it's so important to be a student of the word, because when you know what the word says, you stop fearing all these things of this world, because when we get to heaven, there's no more pain, there's no more crying, there's no more sorrow, this incorruptible body, you know, this corruptible body becomes incorruptible. Amen. It's like, come on, who wants to stay here?
I'm looking forward to the supper. The wedding supper is going to be amazing.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to that, too.
Yeah. And I wouldn't even have to buy jeans, no calories.
And you know what? I won't even be a picky eater in heaven, and I'm a picky eater on earth.
Hey, boy, yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, there won't be anything I don't like. Nothing.
I got a book, a trip planned. I'm going to visit the edge of the universe, wherever that is. I'm just going to go and say, "Oh, this is where it is. Amen. This is cool." I want to take a.
Honestly, David, I thought you were going to talk about the conference, and we do need to get one in here real quick. We need to tell people about the conference coming up in April, and I'm going to let you do that right now.
All right, cool. HearTheWatchmen.com. HearTheWatchmen.com. You know, we had Mike Kerr on just a couple of weeks ago, and right after that, he actually had to be rushed to the hospital and had a triple bypass, and the Lord has pulled him through miraculously and wonderfully. So he is all excited, and he's got a little bit more energy now to put on the conference. I will be speaking there. JD and I will also be doing radio interviews with some of the speakers, and if anybody out there wants to come and visit us over there, maybe we'll get you on a show as well.
Amen.
We'll see what happens.
We absolutely will. And as a matter of fact, the U.S. Press Association is sending me materials. You know, so I was really shocked that they cared, but they did. Mm. So anyway, we'll talk about that another time. Let's get back to Tom.
Look at Tom chopping up the bit.
Can I just make one more comment? You talked about censorship when we first started. Mm-hmm. So I recently went to the Giant Eagles game at Giant Stadium in Jersey and MetLife Stadium. And when the flag came out, right, nobody wanted to announce the flag. Everybody was like ashamed, right, until somebody yelled, hoorah, and then the whole stadium went crazy. And then yesterday I'm on the phone with a young lady, and she is scared to say, I'm a Christian, even though she believes Jesus Christ is Lord and believes that God raised him from the dead.
Yeah, it takes a lot of courage.
I'm a Christian because of what other people think and how they're going to look at her.
Yeah, it takes a lot of courage to present yourself as a Christian. And Tom, one of the things
you're
that
in
I
a Christian country, how is that possible? It takes a lot of courage.
We used to be a Christian country. I'm not sure that we are a Judea Christian country anymore. I'm really not. I'm maybe we are, and we're the ones that are that believe are just overly silent. I don't know if you remember back all the way. I don't know how old you guys are, but 1972, I think it was, maybe 68 even, Richard Nixon said he was going to call in the great silent majority. And yeah, he did, and he won. And maybe that's what this Christian community is now, the great silent Christian majority. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I do know that silence isn't helping our cause. So what I do is I encourage people. The best way that you can witness without any real, you know, you don't have to really do anything. Just share our video. That's it. That's all you got to do. Share the video, because one of your friends who's not a Christian, he just might or she just might watch that video and might be led to Christ.
I think we need to let people know that if they deny him in public, he'll deny it. Jesus will deny it to his Father.
Right.
And be real, right?
Yes.
And if you publicize me, I'll tell my Father about you. So we need to educate people with the Word of God. And it's just so hard to understand how you can stay silent about your faith when Jesus said, go into everywhere you are. Go to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, all the ends of the earth. Go in your town. Go throughout Forest Hills. Tell people about Jesus. Then branch out and go to Brooklyn. Then go all over New York. Now go all the way to Texas. Then go all the way to the end of the earth.
Right.
So is a silent Christian kind of like the Biden voters that came out of nowhere? What is that?
Yeah. Well, I am very happy to say for myself that if I was in a court of law and they said that we're going to kill every Christian, and they look at me and they say, okay, are you a Christian? And I say, absolutely I am. You can look online and I'll point out to hundreds of videos that I have produced, because Jesus Christ is Lord. Every knee will bow. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And he is the only way to salvation. And he's the only way you're going to go to heaven. And if you deny him, you're going to hell, the end. And I say that not only as a member of the U.S. Press Association, but also as a Christian. And they, Tom can't read it. Can't see it. Good.
The way
Now I can. Go ahead.
Yeah. So this is a t-shirt we're making up for hundreds of kids that my printer just called me and said, when you go back to Africa, I want to give you a whole bunch of shirts.
Amen. I got a guy here.
Let's just put Jesus, the way, the truth, the life, John 14:6, and call it a day.
I did want to say real quick here, kind of that you said you got a printer and all that stuff. I want you to know there's a guy here in town that I know personally that has a print shop and does all this kind of stuff. You know, I've gone to big producers in the past, and he just opened it like a week ago. So any of your needs, email me. Let me see what I can do to get maybe some business to him. That's for East Texas, you know, supporting East Texas local businesses. But he might have a better price for you. You never know. You know, it's just an idea. Okay, go ahead.
My printer wants to give the shirts to send to the kids in Africa when I go back.
Oh, well, that's a better deal. That's a better deal. Go for it.
Yes. No. And I will definitely, anything that comes in play. And how that happened was I sent in I'm going to a men's conference in Boston Friday, and then I'll be in Jersey doing Bible studies all next week. And I printed out 5,000 flyers, double-sided. One size had my ministry, Matthew 25:40, where we support kids and orphanages and all this stuff in Uganda. And then the other side had Lord's Book.
Okay.
So I could get it into churches and men's groups. And so that's how I wound up calling him. And he goes, oh, I really wanted to do something. How many people are in the church?
Amen.
So we got a few hundred kids and 100 adults.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. Nice. I want to point this out. The on lordsbook.com, you can put up your church. So start a page, start a group for your church, and put up the topics you're talking about. You can post links to the videos at the church. And in the near future, you'll be able to purchase hosting, so you can actually host everything on there too. And Tom's going to come up with a solution for that. If you have a business, make your group and your page there. We have pages. I have The Hidden Day, which is my ministry. You can look for that group. You can look for Last Christian, and we have that page and group. up as well on lordsbook.com, and we can start to build the communities here, and it will literally help all ministries around the world. So if you were wondering, how can I help other ministries all around the world, because Jesus said, preach to the whole world, this is how, because the prophets will be going 90% to ministry, and the rest of it, we got to pay people to work.
Right.
And but I think the first thing that we need in support is prayer.
Amen.
I think we all need to come together and pray. Yeah. That is the heartbeat of our Christian faith, praying. Right. Jesus always went and prayed to the Father. We should be praying. So we need corporate prayer. And then, yes, we need users. We need people on our platform. And, yes, we need money. But I believe where God guides, God provides.
God provides.
Like the children in the Exodus from
I always
from
say
Egypt.
That.
God gave him water from a rock.
Yeah. If it's his will, it's his will.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
He always provides. He pays the bill.
I can testify because I had no way of knowing that I would ever have something like this. You know, never reaching this many people or anything. And, you know, God did that. I didn't do it. It wasn't me. I guarantee it wasn't me.
So I think you had another verse, Tom. It was Matthew 24, et al.
Which?
And, you know, about you had other verses for lordsbook.com that were kind of your founding verses. In Matthew 24, 10.
Let me read it. You are catching me coming out of the hospital yesterday with pneumonia. So let me open up the Bible before I'm quoting the book of Acts and I'm speaking about Matthew.
Well, you're a trooper for getting on here. You're a trooper for getting on a day after getting out of the hospital. It took me, what, David, 2 weeks to get back on once I was out of the hospital?
Yeah, we had to find other shows to put up. What's there's some Bugs Bunny. Send them that.
David, what scripture are saying? I'm sorry.
You at the 10 virgins. What are you at? 24.
Oh, you're talking Matthew 25. So 25. What I was 25. Saying. 25,
okay.
Oh, yo, you totally threw me off. So, no, it wasn't so much that this was a founding verse. This is my life kind of chapter, right?
Okay.
So a lot of people look at separation of the goats and the sheep and the wheats and the tares, right, in Matthew 25. But I see it as a total application chapter when the disciples are asking Jesus in the end of 24, what is the kingdom of heaven going to be like? And he says it's going to be like 10 virgins. Five got their oil. Five are waiting patiently and anticipating the return of the Lord, and they're living for the Lord.
Okay, let's take a moment here and read that, okay? This is the parable of the wise and foolish virgins, and this is Matthew 25, beginning in verse 1. And it says, the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now, five of them were wise, and five were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And by midnight, a cry was heard, behold, the bridegroom coming out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, no, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's a
great thing. We want to be prepared. We want to be prepared living for the Lord.
Door was shut, just like Noah, okay? The door was shut, just like Noah.
And they shut the door back then. It's not like,
yeah. God
like they opened it again.
Yeah, God shut the door to the ark, by the way.
Now, to me, the Holy Spirit always represents, oil represents the Holy Spirit, as that's the way I should say it. So they have the Holy Spirit within them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So what are your thoughts on that, Tom?
Well, I think I'm looking at it more from an application standpoint. of how we mm-hmm. as Christians need to be alert and aware, doing things intentional. Mm-hmm. So my ministry is called Be Intentional. And it's be intentional about your faith, right? Be intentional about why you do what you do. Why do you join Lord's Book instead of Facebook? Because I'm going to be encouraged, uplifted. Mm-hmm. I'm going to learn the Bible. I'm going to be living for the Lord. I'm not going to let the garbage in that's going to get in my mind and my eyes, right? Amen. So that's why you want to be intentional. So that's what I get from that. Just like if we shoot down to verse 14, right? It says, for the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one, he gave 5 talents, to another, he gave 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 grains, 2 more also, he had gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents beside them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. Isn't that what we all want to hear?
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents beside them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you'd be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, you have what is yours. But the Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant. You knew that I reap where I had not sown and I gather where I have not scattered. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers. And at my coming, I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore, talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given. And to him who have abundance, more will be given to him who has abundance, but from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. Mm-hmm. So what I get from that, the application, and again, the context, right, is different than the application, but it applies. So mm-hmm. I believe we are to be good stewards of what God gave us. He gave them each according to their ability. Mm-hmm. He gave mm-hmm. JD according to his ability to run a radio and TV program, a media group out of Texas that is going to reach 154 countries, and he wants JD to be faithful in that. He didn't call JD to start Lord's Book. He did that for me. Mm-hmm. And he called you, David, to teach people about the end times and about the hidden day, the last day. So mm-hmm. he called you to be a faithful Bible teacher and scholar. So we all have to be faithful with what he gave us. And when he gives us something, when we're faithful in the small things, he will increase those things. But when we're the wicked, lazy servant who don't do what the Lord's called us to do, mm-hmm. he'll even take that away and give it to the one who has abundance.
Amen.
So yeah. We are called to be watchful in the first part of this chapter. And then we are called to be good stewards using our abilities to build the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And then the most important part of this for me is when you go down to verse 35, right? It starts off, and excuse my reading. I'm a little bit all over with, I told you I'm coming out of the hospital with pneumonia.
God bless you.
For I was hungry and you gave me food. Verse 35. Mm-hmm. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Then he will also say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you did not give me drink. I was a stranger and you did not take me in. Naked and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison and you did not visit me. Then they will also answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life.
Amen.
Now, I don't think that is our salvation, where a lot of people talk about the context of that entire chapter. Mm-hmm. I believe, because when we are saved, our salvation is not our sanctification. We are saved by confession of what Jesus Christ did on the cross.
Amen.
Now we believe he's been raised from the dead.
His blood covers
us. Yeah, I did want to make this really, really clear. I think it's important for me to say this, Tom. It's very important for because people will point to that and they'll say, oh, I've done all that. I've gone, I have helped people. I give money to every little beggar I see. I go visit people in the hospital. I'm a wonderful person, but I don't believe in Jesus Christ. But that right there said that I'll be good. It doesn't say I'm good. It does not say that. I don't want people to think that good works get you into heaven. I want to make it very, very clear that the only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. You must accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That is the qualifier. That's it, okay? Because he is the way, the truth, and the life, the end. Right?
Amen. And if we look at Ephesians chapter 2, 8, 9, and 10, we are saved by grace through faith. That grace comes when we have faith in the Son of God who died on the cross for us. Nothing else. Amen. And verse 9 says, no works can get us in. Nobody can boast about how good they are.
Right.
But verse 10 calls us, because of what Jesus did, we are his workmanship, created from the foundation of the world for good works.
Amen.
So we go out.
So we got like a minute left here.
Yeah, we got about a minute. We got about a minute left, Tom. I hate to cut you off, but we're running out of time, and I want to give you the opportunity one more time to tell people where they can see and sign up for Lord's Book.
Awesome. So if you go to lastchristian.net, you can find this episode, and if you're watching this, you're already there. But if you want to join us for our social media Christian platform, go to lordsbook.com. That's lordsbook.com. Lordsbook.com. If you need to contact me directly, please email me at tom@lordsbook.com or message me on my profile, Pastor Tom, or click on the contact button on the bottom of the website.
Amen. God, all right, well, amen. Tom, thank you so much for joining us today. It has been a pleasure. We hope that you'll get back on. And we do invite everyone, again, that's www.lordsbook.com, www.lordsbook.com. We will be back for the midweek show with David. Until then, everybody, good night and God bless.
Thanks again for joining us today for the Last Christian Radio Show. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday right here and at www.lastchristian.net. Until the trumpet sounds.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.